So now concerning your prayer, you know you have to pray. So as I said before, we have to pray for Father's court case and also for Father's family. And also for your nation. So to bring new members, you have to pray for them. You have to pray for new members to come. And also for the restoration of our nation, we have to pray. And also, and at the end, we have to pray for ourselves also. So you have to pray for yourself. Then, you know, what is each man's responsibility? Basic one. That is to reach perfection. So each one must grow to perfection. This is the responsibility of everyone. So in your prayer, you say that. Responsibility given to me. We will fulfill our responsibility given to me. We do that. That is self-perfection. Self-perfection. That is responsibility which we, each one must take. So each one must become perfect. So to become son of God or daughter of God, we must become perfect man. Otherwise, we cannot be called son of God or daughter of God. So before we go to spirit world, of course we can do many things, but also you can, even if you are not perfect, but you can bring the members, you can witness to the people. But however you bring many members, but if you do not reach perfection state, then you get in trouble. You get into the trouble. Yeah? Therefore, before we go to spirit world, we have to go through this growth stage, growing period. So we have to reach perfection. And when we reach perfection, then we can then become true men. So actually God wanted to create true men, true people living on earth, not fallen people. And to become perfect, then first we have to be disconnected from Satan. So we have to get rid of all the fallen natures. If we keep fallen natures within us, then we cannot reach perfection. Therefore, first thing we have to do is to get rid of fallen natures. And there can be many natures, many fallen natures. Arrogance, or desire for, or selfish desires. Many things there can be, and also each one, someone, you know, that's different by person. Some person likes certain things more, some not. Therefore, for certain people, it will be very difficult to get rid of certain points. Therefore, you have to try harder to get rid of that point, that bad nature. Anyway, we have to try very hard. So, to do this, of course you can try in your daily life, but also we have to pray. If we don't get the power from God, it will be very difficult to take off all the fallen natures. And so we have to pray for it. We have to ask God for that. And if you really pray for it, and then you can practice it. So without prayer, you cannot practice it. You know, even if you do, you want to do, but you cannot continue it. Therefore, prayer and the practice must come together always. Therefore, each one should pray that you want to really get rid of your fallen natures. Then, also you have to bring in God's nature. So, therefore, first we have to empty ourselves. Then we have to fill up empty place with God's nature. And when we inherit God's nature, then we can become a perfected person. So everyone should pray for that. If you pray and then if you know, so your goal, so you know Each one knows your fallen nature, which is most a bad thing, a bad worst one with you, then you can know that. You know that. Therefore, in your prayer, you have to pray. So you have to have a concrete prayer. And you ask for your perfection. Then you can try for it. So if you cannot pray, then you cannot get it. So for us to reach our goal, then we have to set up clear. So first you have to understand this, you know, clearly, that your goal is this. Then you can try and you can pray to reach the goal. Then you can reach. But if you don't have this clear mind, if you don't this clearly, and if you don't know what you want and what you don't want, then you cannot get what you want. See? So anyway, you have to just think for yourself. You can meditate and you find out what you want to get rid of and what you want to get from God. Then you pray for it, and then you can practice it. Okay? So prayer and practice. So we have a clear goal, then you can reach it. So before you get too late, it gets too late, we have to reach that day. So originally we know, actually, if man had not fallen, when we reach 21 years old, then we reach perfection. That was original plan of God. God wanted to make man perfected when man reaches 21 years old. But because of the fall, however we get old, we cannot reach perfection. This is because of fall. So first we have to disconnect ourselves from Satan and get rid of fallen natures, and if we try hard, then we can reach it. But now, because of the blessing, we are disconnected from original sin. Satan cannot claim because of the blessing. But as long as we live according to God's words, if we live, we exactly follow God's words, then Satan cannot claim us. But even we receive the blessing, but if we don't live God's words, then Satan can come and invade us. So this last stage, perfect stage, so we receive the blessing at the top of growth stage, and husband and wife together must walk through this perfect stage. So this should be done. If we do well, then maybe after 7 years we can pass this stage. So that means when husband and wife are really united and they really do their best, then they can go this stage in 7 years. But if not, maybe it will take 21 years. So anyway, so every member, their position are different. Some is certain stage, some is low. That's up to the person. But anyway, we have to go through this last stage, open stage. And when we reach this stage, then here, husband and wife, they really that state, they can have children originally. During this stage, of course, we can have their children, but that is not principle. That's not principle. Original principle was to have children after we reach perfection. But now, because of restoration providence, Father allowed us to have children here at this stage. But when we reach the stage, then we can say we can really have our own children. Yeah? Even if we have children, but that they are not our children in true meaning. Yeah? So we have to come to this stage. Then our children also can become really our children. Yeah? So perfected man can only have children. This is principle. So if we had children at this stage, then after we reach this stage, then we have to also educate our children again. So we have to make condition that they are born at this stage, after we reach the completion.
You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that is a little backward, actually. First, we have to first become perfected, then have children. That is the order or principle. But anyway, we had a children before. So after we reach perfection, then also we have to make them real children. So then, when we make this, then we can have a God-centered perfection foundation. So before we reach this, this is also what we say, we have a God-centered perfection foundation, but it is, in real meaning, it is not. Therefore, it is a couple's work to reach perfection. So they have to help each other, and we have to reach perfection state. Therefore, anyway, we have many things to do. So individual perfection is one thing, and also we have to witness to other people, we have to restore other people, and also we have to, many other things we have to do. So if it were not a fallen world, then just we could concentrate on our perfection. Because this world is not restored world, therefore we have to do many other things, and at the same time we have to work for our perfection. Therefore it makes this work more difficult. So Father went through his individual perfection stage, and also restoration of his family, and also at the same time he is working for the restoration of nation and the world. At the same time, many things. So also we have to do the same for our individual perfection, and family restoration, national restoration, and world restoration. Many things come together. In the beginning, when the Father first began his work, it was very simple. But before 1960, Father did not order our members to go to pioneer work. He never sent members. In 1957, for the first time, he sent our members to 40 cities in Korea. That was for trial, you know, for test case, he sent. But after, until before 1960, he never sent out our members. Just he trained them. Of course, they lived at their own home, and they, of course, witnessed to their neighbors, the friends, but he never sent out them to pioneer work. But after 1960, from 1960, every summer and every winter time, they sent them out. So it was different. So before 1960, only that was the period when Father worked for individual perfection stage, yeah, in perfection. But after 1960, he had family, and it began family restoration. Perfection began. And also at the same time, nation restoration. And after Father came to America, then he started his restoration work for world. Of course, at the same time, he also continued the restoration of nation. So for us, we are now, for us, we are doing individual, we are going individual perfection course and family restoration course for blessed couples, and also national restoration course. Three courses we are going. Then we become more difficult, more busy. And also, what do you say? Okay, and this time I brought this picture. This is late President Yu.
Mr. Yu.
He died in 1970. And I don't know whether you know his position. He was 6 years older than our father. So his position was, he was one of our three disciples, and his position was a position of archangel. So also just like John the Baptist before Jesus. John the Baptist was 6 months older than Jesus, but he was 6 years older than our Father. And before Father's blessing, he also worked with Father. So at that time he was just his position was archangel position. So restored archangel position. John the Baptist was that position. So all his Father worked with him. But in 1970 he died. So when Father organized established the Unification Church in Korea was 1954, May 1st. And that time, there were only 7 members. And of course, there were more members, but with 7 members, Father organized legal association. That time, there was another man called Mr. Lee, and he was appointed as the president, and Mr. Yu was the director of the evangelical department. But, you know, first Adam, he fell, and the second Adam was Jesus, and he died on the way, and our Father came as the third Adam. You know this. The first Adam, he couldn't even start his mission. Before he started, he just died. He fell. And the second Adam, he started his work, but on the way, he had to die. He died. So he couldn't fulfill his mission. And third Adam, our Father, he will fulfill his mission. So this is first Adam, second Adam, third Adam. So in our church is the same. The president, even our president also follows the same pattern. So first man was appointed as the first president. He couldn't start even his mission. After several months, he fell away. And then Mr. Yu took over his position. So from that standpoint, he was the second president. But many members know that he was the first president. But because he was actually inactive. The first one, even he couldn't begin his work. Just he was appointed by Father as a president, but he could not begin his work as president. Because he just like fallen Adam. He just fell away. So actually, Mr. Yu began the work of president. So he was the first one, but actually he was the second. See? And Father, in the beginning, Father, he received revelation from heaven, and also he prayed very hard to find divine principle. And when he was came down to South Korea from North, he had a refugee life in Busan, in the southern tip of South Korea. And there he did not have a residence. He had to move from one place to another. And one day, he suddenly asked the Wonpil King, you know Wonpil King, to prepare papers and pencils. And just he wrote down very quickly what he received from heaven. Just like, suddenly he began to write all divine principles. But it was not systematic. You know, because when spirit world, when God teaches, very vague and very difficult to understand. You know, if you read Book of Revelation, is it easy to understand? Very difficult to understand, same thing. When Father first received revelations concerning divine principle, it was very like that. Of course, Father understood it very clearly, but when he wrote it, he wrote very symbolically, in symbolical way, just like the Book of Revelation was written. So Mr. Yu had to study them, and he made them in a systematic way. So he wrote a book. So he first wrote Exposition on Divine Principles. That was first book. Then he wrote again, that was Intercourse on Now, present book. The divine principle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, black book. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he died in 1970. And for several years, father did not speak anything, but I don't remember when it was. About 1978 or around that. After 1978, when father came back from to Korea from America, he told our members to visit his tomb regularly, and also to keep the memory, to have memorial service on the day he passed away. So actually, you know, 36 couples are in the position of ancestors to all the people, you know. So 36 couples, they represent all the people like Adam, Noah, or Abraham, all those important historical people. So actually they are, the Father restored them horizontally, all the vertical important people. So they are 36 couples. Therefore, 36 couples are position of ancestors. Therefore, to respect him, to remember him and to respect him, to pray for him means to respect our own ancestors. So we keep his day of passed away. So we always have a service with our members gather together and have a memorial service. And also we visit his tomb every year. Special day for this tomb. And from, I think, from last year, he appears to our members, especially in America. Of course, he came to Korea also. And you know, spirit world, spirit men cannot come as they want until certain conditions are met. So if men on earth, if they ask, they pray and ask them to come, they can come, but not from their side. So from their side, if spirit man wants to come, they have to stand on certain high level position, otherwise they cannot come. But after a certain period of time, he could reach that stage, you know. So he can come to our members now. Of course, to have communication with him, then also our members' spiritual level must be high. And you know, David Horst, Education Department, his wife is Japanese, Taku Horst, she also communicates with him, and also there is another sister who has communication with him, and he teaches many things, many important things, how to pray, and how our attitude should be, many things he's teaching now. And therefore, I brought this picture, and I asked you to put this picture in frame. And you have in your prayer room, you have a father and mother's picture. So I ask you to put this picture side. So we put father and mother's picture in center, but his picture on side. So he says he's not central figure. Our father and mother, they are central figure, and he is in the position of archangel. Like, you know, all the spirit men in spirit world, they are in the position of archangel. So he is like servant. He himself calls him like that. So he wants to help us. He does not want to dominate us, no. Therefore, if you pray hard and also you remember him and you ask him, whenever you have some troubles or difficulties, just then he can help you. And also, I ask you to prepare picture of Jesus, because you have your ancestors already believed in him. So your world is the world of Christianity. Therefore, also you have to have help from him. And to get help from him, also you have to remember him. Because of him, many people could have spiritual salvation. And also Christianity could expand to this stage, you know, because of him, Christianity became world religion. So also we have to recognize his work. Therefore, you prepare his picture and put in the frame, and you put his picture also, his side. Oh, he is not the central figure now.
In parallel.
Father, yeah, so father and mother. So with his picture and Jesus' picture, and also you remember him, then if you don't recognize him, then he cannot help you. Huh? So now we are not going back to New Testament age, but so we want to stand on his foundation. Huh? So to get help from him means that we are standing on his foundation. So by this we can do more work, a better way. And also to get help from spirit world, if you pray with Trinity, it is more effective. So, in your country, you don't have, you have only one couple, one 18 couple is one. Hmm? And therefore, Trinity is made by blessing. So 1800 couples, they make Trinity among them. Or 118 couple also among them. Hmm? And new blessed couples, newly blessed couples, so we'll make Trinity. And for all the, from all the couples, we have to make Trinities. And now we know who is a 18 couple in your country. You don't have 1800 couples.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I'm not, he's Japanese. Oh. 日本では 持ってます? 持ってるでしょ? Because Japanese already they have Trinities. So in your country, we have to make from Western members, we have to organize Trinities. So when you have, we have a national leaders meeting, also I explain you how to make Trinities. Anyway, our way is to make Trinity by Latin, by drawing Latin.
Yeah, as a Jesus, what kind of picture? When he's crucified or just...
No. Just without cross, maybe. Yeah, sometimes he has cross on his... but it's okay, but it's just without cross.
Mm.
If you can find a picture without cross, maybe better.
Yeah.
You have to look for a nice picture.
The object of where he is teaching.
Yeah, but anyway, just like
a
yeah. You find it, look for, and you can find a nice picture.
How do we know how Jesus looked? There are many different
things. No, not just that, you buy. But also, you know, if I say you have to pray, then if you pray only, that's not good. You have to work. If you only pray, then it doesn't make any, it will not bring any results. You know that. So just morning and then night time. Okay, so this is for you. We don't know. Anyway, he was older, 6 years older than father, and he died in 1970. Then you can know, because he was
嗯，这个是那个啥，这个是那个，这个是。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。 ഇതുപോലെ തോന്നിയത്.
Okay, and you know, national leader's wife, they should also take care of the bliss couples. This is a rule. Since we came to Europe, so my wife must take care of the bliss couples in Europe. This is her mission. So he has many things to say, so now I give her time. If you like to go to washroom or restroom, you can go.
Bible said, Jesus said,